Welcome to the Time View Podcast with Aaron Woodruff, episode 102. My name is Aaron, and my goal is to help you embrace your inner light. If you're sick of feeling stuck and tired of holding yourself back from the things you know that you are capable of, you're in the right place. On this podcast, I help women leverage their inner strength, wisdom, and light to be a force for good in the world. It's time for you to embrace who you are and create the life that you were born to live. Hey, my friend, welcome back to another week. Welcome to March. This is already a fast year. It's kind of crazy. Hopefully, you're enjoying all the ups and the downs of the winter weather. If you've been with me for a while, you know winter is not my favorite, but this winter so far has been more mild than last winter in a lot of ways, and I am enjoying every ounce of sunlight and sunshine that I can get into my life. I'm also looking forward to spring. We are on the home stretch for my pregnancy, which is crazy. I only have less than 8 weeks left. So some changes will be coming in my life, which I'm very excited about, as well as in my business. And with that being said, today I really want to talk about this transition period that all of us inevitably go through in our life, and that is called liminal space. I heard the term liminal space years ago, and then recently I was thinking about all of the changes that are happening around me and within my own life and within the lives of my close family members and some friends, and the term liminal space came back to mind, and I've been really thinking about it the last few weeks as I have been observing all the things around me that are changing. So what is liminal space? Liminal space refers to the place a person is in during a transitional period. It's a gap and can be physical, like a doorway, emotional, like a divorce, or metaphorical, like a decision that you have to make. This is where one thing ends and another is about to begin. But you're not quite there yet. You are in the space between, and this is called liminal space. The trickiest part to navigating and negotiating this void is that it holds so much of the unknown. By and large, most people do not like to be in this space of unpredictability. And unfortunately, it's something we experience every single day, even if we're not aware of it. Because it holds so much of the unknown, that is where a lot of anxiety and worry can set in if we're not aware of what's going on. Every single day, we move through countless physical liminal spaces, and mostly we don't even notice. Like I already mentioned, there are different types of liminal space, and physical liminal space is one of them. A physical liminal space is something tangible that you can recognize as a pathway, passageway, or portal. These places are when we transition, meaning that we're supposed to pass through them on the way to something else, and we know this instinctively. Some examples of physical liminal space are stairways, hallways, doorways, or even a bridge. These are the physical liminal spaces where we are transitioning from one place to another. On the other hand, there is another type of liminal space, and this is the one I actually really want to talk about, because I think this is where most of us get stuck or really allow the anxiety and the worry to build up, and we start to hold ourselves back. And this is the psychological liminal space. This is way less tangible and much more emotional. a psychological liminal space may be recognized as more of a life transition or a shift between two ways of thinking. I've mentioned cognitive dissonance before, and this is very, very similar to that even. When we are transitioning between belief systems or through life transitions, big changes that are coming, this can cause a lot of stress and anxiety for us. It's also extremely normal and common. These are times and spaces that we all get to transition through, whether or not we want to. Some emotional liminal spaces tend to accompany life transitions or milestones. And some of these things we have control over in our lives, and a lot of them we don't. From an emotional perspective, a liminal space describes the time between the ending of one part of a person's life and the beginning of the next part. Some examples are graduating, moving, engagement or marriage, breakup or divorce, pregnancy and birth, diagnosis of a serious or terminal illness, career change or retirement, or the death of a parent or a close loved one. And that's just a very short list. That's not all of them. And again, those are some examples of emotional liminal spaces. The other psychological liminal space is metaphorical. In this mental state, the liminal space is literally in our mind. In the metaphorical liminal space, there is usually a decision of some type to be made. And until the decision is made one way or the other, we are swinging in a perpetual state of liminal uncertainty. That is where we have a lot of anxiety, we have a lot of stress, and we have a lot of overwhelm. And as a result, we don't make decisions. We get stuck in the indecision. So here are some examples of metaphorical liminal space. Choosing which college to attend. Choosing which major to major in. Making decisions about who you want to date. Deciding whether or not to take a job. Accepting or rejecting a proposal of any sort, whether it's romantic or in a business setting. Picking a vacation. Choosing what you're going to make for dinner. And so many more. Those are just a few quick examples. As I've already mentioned, it's really easy to fall into the trap of getting stuck in a liminal space. Sometimes we get stuck so long that we don't know how to get out, and we can't get out until someone or something forces us out. For me right now, being pregnant, this is a period of liminal space, both physically and emotionally and psychologically. Like, it's all of the things. Even though I'm physically pregnant, I still don't have a second child to take care of outside of me. And so I'm still stuck in the liminal space of the physical transition, anticipating what is it going to be like to take care of two kids, and so much more. Not to mention other decisions that I have to make, like what am I going to name this child, which we still haven't decided on. That is one decision that I'm in a liminal space about. And if it's anything like our first, we won't name her until we leave the hospital, because that's what happened with our first. And as I just mentioned, sometimes we get stuck in that liminal space, and sometimes we get forced out of it, like naming a child before you leave the hospital. You don't have to, but if you don't, you have to do a bunch of paperwork afterwards. So for us, it was down to the wire of let's name her right now before we leave. But sometimes we don't have those deadlines, those external pressures pushing us out of a liminal space. So it really is easy to get stuck there and focus only on the fear of the unknown. Really get hung up on our worry and anxiety. So how do we actually effectively handle being in the liminal space? This is so normal, and hopefully I've given you enough examples to help you realize that you are constantly moving through phases of liminal space in your life. So how do we handle them? Whether it's physical, emotional, or psychological. One of the goals is to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. The hardest part about any liminal space is that it is uncomfortable. And as a way to avoid the discomfort, we don't make decisions, therefore not moving forward. And you can see where I'm going here. We stay in the liminal space. It actually causes us more discomfort, more stress, more anxiety when we don't move forward. I could give you hundreds of decisions, maybe thousands of decisions that I've made in my life that once I just decide, it didn't even matter which way I decided, but once I decide, I can actually move on with my life and move on with my day. A few months ago, there was a potential in-person conference that I was invited to attend. They also gave me the option of bringing a plus one. I knew my mom would love to go to this in-person event with me, so as I was talking to her about it and planning and preparing and really debating with her whether or not it was worth it, the time and the cost and everything, we were talking about it weeks before the final deadline was there. And in one of our conversations, my mom said to me, "Well, maybe let's just decide not to go this time, and if we want, we can change our minds as it gets closer." And I said, "Mom, I don't want to do that. I want to make a decision right now, and I don't want to have to think about it again. So if we're not going to go, I don't want to go at all. But if there's still a small chance that you do want to go, let's keep talking about it, and maybe we should decide to go, because that would be really fun. But as soon as I make a decision, I'm not changing that decision." And we talked about it for a few more minutes, and my mom said, "Well, I agree with you. I don't think we should go, and I think we'll be okay with it." And I said, "I feel good about that too. We're not going to go, and let's move on." And guess what? We never talked about it again, and I haven't thought about it until I was preparing for this podcast episode. When I was thinking about how has making a decision helped me in my life. And that's just it. Sometimes we do have regrets because we didn't go to the live event or we didn't do this. But those are learning opportunities for us to realize, oh, maybe that was more important to me than I thought. But more often than not, just making the decision and being willing to move on, whatever the decision we make, will give us so much more peace of mind in the long run, and that's what we're looking for. That's what we really want. The more decisions we can make, the quicker we can move through the liminal space, and the more comfortable we'll be with making decisions that are hard. Not all liminal space is going to be like this, especially when tragedy strikes. And that is where we need to have some other skill sets in our back pockets. In other unexpected times of liminal space, whether it's a death, a terminal illness, a car crash, or something else completely unexpected, learning how to meditate, to be present, to talk about it, can be so transformative for our growth in the liminal space, in that time period when we do feel completely lost. During that transition, when we don't know what to do next. Another thing we can do in that period of liminal space, whether it's extremely heavy and a burden that we feel like we can't bear, or just a decision we have to make and we just need to write down a list of pros and cons, is to write things down. Sometimes getting our thoughts out of our own heads and down on paper in front of us where we can see them gives us so much clarity. Even though it can be extremely hard and overwhelming, especially if we're talking about emotional things that are happening, it can still be very good for us to learn how to articulate what we're experiencing. It can be extremely helpful for us to see the pros and cons list of keeping my old job or accepting this new job offer. If words aren't your thing, maybe drawing a picture helps. Creating in some form outside of you where you can see your thinking out in front of you will help you be able to make steps forward, especially when you don't know how. On this same line, we might have a lot of negative statements. And when we can look at those negative statements and not just switch them to a positive, but if we can find the strength within the negative or find the opportunity for growth in the negative or the trial or the struggle, this can be a catalyst for growth and for you to grasp on to a new part of strength that you didn't know that you had. The last valuable tool that I want to give you in this short episode is to focus on what you can control and not what you can't. One exercise that I have done many times in the past, and I'm sure I'll do many times in the future, is when I think about the liminal space that I'm in, and I write down all of my thoughts and feelings about it, and then to go through those items one by one and cross off everything that's out of my control and circle everything that's in my control. This is a physical representation of helping your brain understand what you can actually control, but then it also gives you some place to start. What can I do right now to actually make a difference for my situation, for myself, for my family, for my career, whatever it is? When we can focus and slow down and come back to what we can control, who we're in charge of, this actually can give us so much leverage for moving forward. But more importantly, if you feel like you're so stuck, you cannot move forward because your liminal space does feel super impossible for whatever reason, this is where skilled professionals are so necessary. I am such a huge believer, obviously in coaching, but in therapy, in counseling, in having a close friend, a neighbor, a parent, somebody. Therapy and counseling and coaching are some of the best tools, and I love them so much. And sometimes when we're in liminal space, we do actually need help from someone else. So be gracious with yourself too. Don't bully yourself out of the liminal space, especially if you feel like it's too heavy for you to carry on your own. Like I mentioned, there are so many different types of liminal space that we go through every day, both physical and emotional. And some of them we don't even notice, and others we feel really stuck. So don't beat yourself up if you do feel stuck in some areas. Hopefully this podcast has given you some good ideas of where to start. And hopefully my goal with this podcast is to teach you something, to help you learn something. Because I know for me, when I can actually put a name to something, it sometimes will solve the problem on its own for me to just acknowledge and recognize that, oh, I'm just in a state of liminal space. I'm in a transition period. There is a lot of unknown coming. I've just watched one of my sisters go through buying a house and a job change and moving all at the same time, and everything is new for her again. And this is a huge transition period for her in all of the ways. And I've talked to her a lot about this transition period and how she's moving into a place she's never lived before. And it feels so scary and overwhelming. And I've loved to watch her as she has continued to grow into the liminal space and move through it as she's continued to like start a new job and close on her house and move in, and what that has done for her, because it has changed and altered her life in so many ways. And as she gets more established, she's figuring out how to get through and out of that liminal space for this transition period in her life. Will there be more in the future? Of course. And sometimes the liminal space that we're in is more intense than others. But we can move through it. We can grow through it. And as we look for the opportunities for growth while we're in it, it will bless us for the long haul of our life. This week, I want to challenge you to observe the liminal space in your life, whether it's the physical or psychological. I hope you can start noticing the doorways, the hallways, the staircases, the passageways that you physically pass your body through, as well as all of the emotional and psychological liminal space that we have. Every time we have to make a decision of what to make for dinner or what to order out when we're at a restaurant, these are all examples of liminal space when we're in between one place and another. We're in that transition period and we're moving forward. I hope you have a wonderful week. Happy March, and I'll talk to you next Monday. If you're sick of your self-doubt holding you back from the things you want to do, then you've got to grab the Positive Affirmations for Self-Worth card deck. The affirmations are designed to make an immediate impact on your life, boost your confidence, and strengthen your emotional resilience as well as your self-worth. You are worth loving. Grab this card deck in the show notes or on erinwoodruffcoaching.com.